This is Misha Riedel with Michael Cummings in the artist's home and studio in New York City on October 25th, 2012 for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art, discard number one. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and we've started our conversation with a tour of this magnificent collection of your work and your art collection, which has been wonderfully illuminating. Thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. Very happy to participate in the archival or in oral history collection.
Great. Well, yeah. We're delighted to that you were willing to participate. Start with some early biographical material, move through that, and then we can get more directly into the work. You were born in Los Angeles in 1945?
Correct. November 28th, my mother's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. November 28th. And what was your father's name?
My father's name was Arthur Cummings, and that was supposed to be my first name as well as a junior, but my mother didn't want me to be a junior, so she put his name in the middle and made me Michael.
Interesting.
Yes.
So she wanted you to have a name and a life of your own.
Right, because she said she had grown up with a lot of juniors around her in terms of her family, and she didn't like that.
And what was her name? What is her name?
Her name is Dorothy. First name is Dorothy. Mm-hmm. Her last name is Goodson now because she remarried. Mm-hmm. My stepfather died like 20-something years ago, so she's been on her own primarily. Retired, lives in a house in L.A. She worked for Lockheed Aircraft, and she did the interiors, the curtains, the chairs, and all that sort of stuff.
Interesting.
And she went to work doing... what is it? I'm going to say Rita the Riveter, or what was that famous?
Oh, Rosie the Riveter.
Riveter. She went to work at that era when the men were at war and they were hiring women to work in factories and stuff. So she went to Lockheed and worked and just stayed on and kind of moved up the ladder and eventually retired. So she's very detail oriented when it comes to things around the house because of the work that she had over the years. And she's still very active. She's 89. She drives. She works in the yard. She says she's 10 pounds overweight. And she had a minor stroke about a year ago. But she came out of it. But she does say that she could see how that affected her overall balance a little bit. And the doctors warned her about food and then cholesterol and all that sort of stuff. She's doing okay.
Did she sew or work with her hands?
No, no one in my family, well, she said she did, but I don't remember her doing that. And I was the oldest of three. And she had an old Singer sewing machine in the house, I remember, when I was younger, but I never saw her on it. But she said she did work on it a little bit. But none of my grandmothers sewed, as far as I knew, and no one had a quilt in the house. And so I didn't know anything about quilts until I came to New York. And I didn't have any creative people in my family, even though there were several great cooks in the family. And one of my grandmothers, my father's mother, she cooked from scratch and all mental. And she was an amazing cook. And but no one outside of that category of food was creative in any sort of way that I could remember.
Interesting.
There was no role model to look at all. No musician, no anybody.
That is interesting. You say you had two siblings?
Two sisters. I was the oldest, and the next one after me was 5 years younger, and then the other one was like, I think, well, after Phyllis was Monica, and she was a year behind Phyllis, I think. Phyllis, the middle child, she died 4 years ago. So it's just myself and Monica. And they had aspirations of being somewhat creative, but their sort of hopes and dreams kind of got diverted into marriage and or just sort of other, I guess, basic sort of human needs and requirements. Whereas I kind of